We like to think that today we have ethical codes that would prevent something like this from happening, that there is a lot of scrutiny and external observation. You never really know behind the scenes what's going on the ground, but certainly for federally sponsored research and research that is conducted by university researchers and with money coming from the U.S. government, there are a number of checks in place to prevent something like this from happening. The establishment of institutional review boards that scrutinize protocols and procedures would not allow something like this to have happened today, and researchers would have been held to a much higher standard. But even in those days, I think there was a sense that consent for medical testing and experimentation is implicit in doing any sort of study. So I think these researchers knew they were skirting some sort of scrutiny that they would have been under in the U.S. Could it be happening today in other parts of the world? It's possible, but we would like to think that it's not.